opening its border to foreign students for the first time in more than 2 years. It's easing restrictions on entry imposed after the outbreak of COVID-19. On arrival, though, students will need to do a COVID test and isolate for at least 7 days in a centralised facility. After studying in China, Richard Coward started a business there. He helps international students apply for Chinese universities. And I asked him how important foreign students are to China.
Before COVID, there was about 490,000 international students in China, and they came from all over the world. And China had a target to reach 500,000 students by 2020 in order to internationalize the universities, to make world-class universities. About half of them were short-term students, and half of them were long-term degree students.
So a target of 500,000 students, as a percentage, what's that out of the whole student population of China?
It's relatively a small number because China is a very big country. So there's about 8 million graduates every year in China. So it's less than about 3%, 2 or 3%, which is a lot lower than in other markets like UK, for example.
And how important are the foreign students, the international students, to the universities? Do they pay higher fees, for example, like they might do in other countries?
Yeah, I mean, the international students are important for the country. They're important for the universities to have an international environment. It's not really about tuition fees in China because the cost of studying in China is relatively low compared to other countries. So it's not a fee earner like it is in other countries. It's more about making the environment international and attracting people from all over the world who can understand China better.
What happened during the pandemic? How many students left the country and how many haven't returned?
Yeah, so since the COVID outbreak happened in 2020, a lot of the students went back to their home countries because of the Spring Festival, which is the Christmas time, like the holiday time in China. And also because of the COVID situation. So most of the students have left China at that time. So the number of students, there aren't release figures about how many students there are, but we would estimate there are around less than about 25,000 based on those that we know, like sample size, but it's hard to know the exact total number.
And so this week, the Chinese government has said they're going to relax border controls. They're going to allow international students back in. That's quite a significant move, do you think?
We still need to be quite cautious about it because it's kind of the first step and there's a lot more steps that need to be involved. And there are quite a few barriers now for the students coming back, such as limited flights. There are only a few countries and a few universities students can come back to and from. But it's gradually opening up, so it's a very positive sign.
We report a lot on our programme about the different lockdowns that have been happening across China as cases are identified. Do you think that might deter students from returning to China to continue their studies?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's for many students, they want to go to countries and they want to go to places where they can travel freely and as lots of places around the world are going back to normal. So it's definitely having a big impact on the international students who would be choosing other countries, maybe such as Europe or other countries that they can study in.
Richard, you sound like you might be from the UK. Did you go to China to study yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm from the UK. So I was studying in the UK. I was studying politics, philosophy, economics. And I found out of those subjects, the most interesting part was China. So I decided to take a semester in China. And it was just an incredible experience studying in China.
That was Richard Coward talking to me a little earlier on. And Richard brings us to the end of World Business Report. Will Bain will be here with the late edition of the programme. Izzy Green.